most memorable experience is not entirely quite a comfortable one, because in the secondary education, my English learning experience is quite harsh, because during the first year of my secondary school, my English level is not quite that good. So my teacher gave me quite a lot of exercises, and yeah, that quite contributed to the fact that my English language ability has quite improved during the secondary schools. But that there's one particular thing that I remember is she gave me like 10 to 20 pages of phrasal verbs for me to memorize, and I actually digested the whole thing during like 1 or 2 days, so for a quiz and test. So it was quite difficult for me at that time, because I didn't really get the meanings of those verbs and their pattern of phrasal verbs, and I actually tried so hard to remember them. But when after I got past this quiz, I actually remembered them up till now. So I think it's quite a good way of learning, but it's not a desirable way of learning. And for the second thing, my most memorable experience for English literature is Hunger Games. And it was one of the required readings in schools, the first book of the Hunger Games. So I read it out of academic needs, but after I finished the book, I thought the story was quite interesting and intriguing, so I actually went to the bookstore and bought the rest of the series, and that was the first series I actually ever completed on my own, and I actually did it out of pure interest for the rest of the series. And yeah, that's the only English literature that I ever truly enjoyed.
Well, that's really inspiring. I think you've been through a lot, especially when you were in secondary school, because you were forced to memorize the phrasal verbs. So, you know, I know many people are, you know, struggling in learning English, and sometimes they would be discouraged. So, you know, coming, because you were really determined in learning English, so how would you encourage students, like, you know, when they're disappointed or frustrated, what advice would you give to them to kind of bring themselves back to good spirits?
If I have to name one thing that actually pushed me through the years of learning, is the thought of having this ability to actually read those passages and literature on my own. And actually a lot of inspiring work is and passages and news are written in English, especially the international newspapers and forums and stuff like that. And for the first few years of my secondary school, when I received the comprehension passages during the exam, I actually didn't even understand the meanings of those passages. But after the trainings I got during the secondary schools, I actually started to understand the passages given in my lessons, exams, tests, and quizzes. And I actually learned a lot in those passages in quite a few ways, except that I learned how the English language works. I actually got some of the meanings of those passages. For example, some of them are quite encouraging, in like the success stories of businessmen, and some of them are chicken soup for teenagers. And those passages didn't really give me a lot of stress in learning English, but actually I enjoyed the hidden meanings inside those passages. So I think students should treat the language only as a tool, but what the tool can give you is much more broad and much more mind-opening than the tool itself.